Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, fine.
Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
GNC,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
And it's me, John, here. I've got my good friend Kathy is on the line also. Hey, first morning I woke up here in the Sierras and we had a really cold morning. And that traditional smell of the first, kind of that first indication you've got fall in the air, was there this morning. I stepped out and I was in my bathrobe and had my cool slippers on and stepped outside for a second to take in the morning air and went, oh boy. And it was good to, it was a good feeling, but, you know, I'm kind of one of these people. I like to be warm, you know, so I'm definitely, looking at it going, oh, it's going to be a cold winter. It's already started this early in September. So, that's
definitely. I love my cold mornings.
Yeah, no, I was born in El Paso, Texas, so, you know, I'm kind of genetically predisposed to be warm, you know. I don't know, Kathy. I
love those crisp, yeah. Clean-smelling mornings.
Yeah, it had that clean smell that the fall always has, and I don't know what that smell is, but it's like there's just a shift in the air, and the earth is just saying to you, yep, it's coming, get ready, you know, and the trees are starting to lose leaves, you know, and you just get that. You know, I mean, the Earth does tell you these things. There's signals, you know, and when she does what she's going to do, she definitely lets you know, you know. So, yeah, that was it was definitely a shocker this morning to walk out and go, whoop, oh, boy. But, you know, ran up and had my customary egg and, you know, bacon and whatever I had for my breakfast with, you know, for the Atkins diet and all that. But definitely going to be eating a lot more of that because you definitely burn more calories, you know, this time of year. So I am enjoying that. But, yeah, tonight, yeah, this is Soulstream. It's Soulstream night, and we're going to be doing ITC communications, you know, instrumental transcommunication, talking with spirits coming through for those who call in. And if not, well, you're going to have to listen to me talk to spirits about my stuff. So, you know, you got your opportunities here. And so the number is 646-478-0377. Not a lot of folks in tonight, but I expect it'll probably start kind of opening up a bit when things get going here. So, you know, we've got Kathy on the line with me here. We got Joy Fire Witch out there in Texas. That's my home state, Texas. And we got F.L. Christie and Mother Jerry. Good to see you. And I know we probably have a few more lurkers out there, so I hope to see you guys pop in. If not, just keep listening. And I've got the things all set to go. I am sitting here. I've got my new, because you guys know how I am about paranormal devices. I've got all sorts of new toys. But got a couple of new things this week. I got a Sansa, SanDisk Sansa MP3 player recorder. And I bought one of these for my mother because she wanted to do meditation work. And my mother is quite psychic, quite mediumistic, so that's where I got it from, at her side. And I bought her one of these, and I thought it was just a player. And it was like 30-some-odd dollars off of Amazon, you know, and so I bought it. And then when I read the instructions, I was, like, blown away. I went, wait a minute, this thing is a recorder, too? And I tested it out, and it's an excellent little EVP recorder. You know, for 30 bucks, you can get this thing. It's about, it fits so small in your hand, you can literally close your hand almost completely over it. This is how small this little recorder is. And it's got a clip. So you just clip it to your, if you're going to investigate and you want to just go in, you set it recording, you clip it on, and you've got yourself a handy-dandy little MP3 recorder for under $40, and it's rechargeable, and it has a little SD card slot that you can add. The one I got has two gigabytes on board, and then I added another four gigabyte micro SD card to it. So I've got 6 gigs in my hand. Far more capacity than the other usual bigger recorders I have, and it all, you know, it's all in this little teeny package. So I'm really enjoying the heck out of it. So I'm going to use it on our next investigation. And when I go to Hornet, I'm taking it with me to do some EVP work.
Ooh, I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, well, if you put it on a clip, isn't it possible that you can pick up scratching from a belt or your pants or your coat or your shirt?
Ah, very good question. And the answer is that you can clip it a part of your body where you're not going to have that happen. I usually wear a shirt that's got a pocket that I'm not going to have anything going over the top of, and that generally does the trick. It records pretty well. And if you're doing outdoor work, you can clip it like on a hat. If you have a hat on, you just clip it on, and you've got it hanging off the hat, and it's not going to pick up all the extraneous noises. So wear a hat and then just clip it to the hat. That's even a better way to do it. And a lot of people don't think about that, but it's really isolated away from all the other noisemakers on your body. So you can do that and get away with it great.
Cool.
Yeah, but this thing is like, in these days, with all the economy the way it is, for under 40 bucks for an EVP recorder, I'm pretty impressed with it. So anyway, I've got this thing in my hand, and I bought all the little accessories for it. So, by the time I got done, it was about $45 for the chargers and a little neoprene case for it and everything. And I gave my mom all the same stuff. And it's just a wonderful little unit. So she's going to have music and all that stuff she wants.
Hello? Hello. Can y'all hear us? Hello. John? Can y'all hear us? Hello. Just let us know in the chat room if you can hear one of us or both of us. Okay, we lost John. Oh, Dominica says she can hear me. But our John is not here. No, he got bumped off. Bless his heart. John. And we have our Dominica Amore. And we have our Fire Witch Joy. It's so good to see you, girl. We've missed you. And Florida Christy and Mother Jerry. It's so great to see you, Jerry. And our princes of Egypt, bless her heart. I'm so grateful for y'all being here. And our Karen just popped in, bless her heart. We did love our Karen, too. We love her Dom. We love her Quinny. Oh, and Mar-El just popped in. And we're still waiting for John.
Okay, I'm back. Can
you
hear me?
Good, John's back. Yay!
Yeah, a little bit of trouble tonight with Skype. That's the second time I've got a drop-off. What part did I drop off on?
I have no idea.
I was covering the MP3 player, but yeah, this whole SanDisk player is great. Just recommend it to anybody. It has a recorder, an MP3 recorder for field work. It's great. So definitely an interesting unit. For under 40 bucks, Karen would love this. Karen, can you see me? Or can you hear me? Can you see me now? Karen, can you see me all this distance from Phoenix? There we go. Anyway, then I was getting into Do Dead People Watch You Shower, which is the new book that I'm reading off of my new Amazon Kindle, which is just an amazing device. And, you know, I'm really enjoying this. I just got this a couple of days ago, and it's just going everywhere with me now. But, yeah, Do Dead People Watch You Shower by Concetta Bertoldi. And if you look for her website, Google Do Dead People Watch You Shower, which in her book, by the way, they do. They watch you shower. But they're not human anymore. They remember being human, but it's not a big deal to them. So you don't have anything to worry about, but just know they're looking. So for all of those who are still, oh, you've got that book too, Quinny? I'll bet you do. And we got to talk about that. You got to call in. That's good. Oh, and I know who it is over there that's calling in. I believe we have a fire witch out there. Don't use too much yellow marker on your Kindle, John. Dom says that's true. I've been bookmarking and I figured out how to change the gender on the playback when you have the text to speech. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that for you guys. Here we go. Let's see.
Every reading, every reading. To be honest, I'd have to say, not always, but it really depends on what questions the client brings to me.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's just, you know, casually just saying, okay, start reading the text to me. And I went with the female voice. There's actually studies that indicate men respond better to a woman's voice being speaking to them, and they hear it better than if they heard a man's voice. So being a man, you know, it's
that is kind of just like a friend of mine named Susan.
It probably was. You know, she's just like sitting there waiting for this to happen. Oh, good, somebody's going to talk to me. Okay, I'll be. And let's see. Yeah, so, no, I won't use too much marker on their Dominica, but I'm glad you said that. Got a few more. We've got Princess of Egypt. Quinny's here. Mara L., Mother Jerry. Karen is coming in. Karen Stream from Phoenix, so. F.L. Christie, good to see all you guys. I think we're going to go ahead and take a call here, since it is SoulStream, and find out how our roving witch is doing and see how she is. So let's bring her in. Is there a roving witch about? Hello?
Roving witch.
Joy.
Uh-oh.
I hear you now. I heard you say, I can barely hear you, but we...
Oh, okay, let me turn my sound up.
There you go, that's better.
Yeah, there must be a delay in Skype tonight or something.
Yeah, it's been a Mercury retrograde Skype kind of night. Two dropouts from...
But that is still helping, isn't it? It's still going on.
Oh, yes, till I think like mid-September, like 14th, I think, is when it finally ends. So
for
next
some
week,
reason,
we'll
I want to, is it the 14th or the 22nd?
I think it's the 14th that ends.
Yeah,
but
the reason why I'm thinking about the 22nd, there's a big equinox coming up.
Yeah, it what's weird is there's a lot of planets in retrograde right now. It's not just Mercury. And so we're just coming out of the worst of it. And I'm telling you, people have been so emotional. I've had a friend of mine next to me at work was popping off and just going, yeah! He was programming, and he flipped out a bunch of times here in the last week. And everybody's just going, oh, my God. And, people are taking things wrong. And in the communications, it's just... You know, you just have to, and all of the people who know Mercury retrogrades are going, this is a bad one. Just take a deep breath. It's cool. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, well, it affects me even worse because Mercury is my ruling planet.
It's what?
My ruling planet. I'm a Gemini, so.
What's your ruling planet?
My ruling planet is Mercury.
Oh, my God. So you're getting
yeah. I get a
so
double
you've been
hook.
Through it. In your move, but now your move is done, and you're hopefully settling in.
I'm
you know, to,
getting there.
How's it going?
Okay. Oh, but I did get to have an amazing experience a few days ago. Monday, I got to meet a real wolf.
Oh, you mean a wolf? A wolf as in a wolf?
Yeah, yeah, four-legged kind.
Out.
Timber. Yeah.
Whoa.
Cool. Yeah, and it was really amazing. The wolf took me by the arm with its teeth and moved me around the room to where it wanted me to go. I mean, just immediately, just within minutes after I walked into the room, which meant that was he accepted me as pack.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he was the dominant one, and he was going to show you how it was. But
well, that's what they do. They will grab you, and of course they do that to other wolves.
So
and
you're telling
me
you're a wolf.
I was so blessed. And fortunately, I had my guide whispering in my ear, telling me to, react in this way, that way, and. Because most people, it would probably freak them out.
Yeah. What were the circumstances you came to meet this wolf?
Oh, well, the wolf is actually a domestic raised wolf, so it's not like one from the wild. But he still, clamped down on my arm and also took my chin in his jaws several times.
Whoa. But
yeah.
He was real careful. He was real careful with you, right?
Yeah. I got a few scratches, but nothing major, only ones I could feel, but didn't break the skin or anything, but it was worth
yeah.
it.
Wow. So you were like you're part of a pack now then.
Yeah, clung.
What was the circumstances? I mean, you just ran into somebody who knew about this dog or not dog?
Yeah, it belongs to a mentor to a friend of mine, so I got to meet the wolf.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're free of your old.
I wish it had only wished that I'd have had my cameras to remember the experience by.
Well, you know what? You'll be back to see him, right? You'll get to see him again.
Oh, I'm sure. I hope.
Well, when you do that, post that, and then we can all see it in the chat and go from there. But you are free of your old circumstances, and this is good.
Yes. And I'm so hoping the ancient ones are taking over and doing their thing.
All I'm going to say is I won't say anything other than to say I saw what happened on Facebook, and I was laughing. I was going, oh, no, she's going to kill God. It was crazy.
Yeah, I've declared war.
If I was him, I would be like, oh, crap, what have I done? No. Not
yeah,
good.
I'm surprised you didn't get an email because he's been running around calling my friends and whatnot and accusing me of things.
Yeah, well,
I took some pictures before I left, had my friend bring her camera, and we took pictures of the dogs. So I published those on my Facebook, and I'm going to write a blog to go with it.
You are a very good writer when you choose to do that.
You know I am.
Princess of Egypt just popped a message. So you take chat questions and answer on there. Of course we do, Princess of Egypt. We do that. If you want to get in the chat room or you want to call in on our calling line, definitely pop on there and we'll do that. So, but Joy, so you're living in Texas now, and yet you feel the pull to California. You've got that pull.
I don't know. I'm not even going to worry about that yet. I still have to figure out completely what this mission is here because there's a lot.
You still there? Kathy, can you hear me? Okay, I dropped out again, didn't I? Hmm. I'm back. I dropped out there. Can you guys hear me?
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay, how about you, Kathy? Yes, so anyway, so Kathy's not responding here, so she's probably on mute. So anyway, hey, back to you. I'm sorry, it's just been weird with the Skype dropouts tonight. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and thanks, chat room. Thanks, Quinny and Karen and Mother Jerry. Yeah, so anyway, where were we? So you were on your mission.
Yeah, I'm here, and a lot of things seems to be going on.
Did we just drop again? Boy, I am dropping something fierce. Okay, I dropped again. So, are you still there? Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, I just heard lightning and all sorts of stuff.
maybe that's what it is.
I don't know, but I heard like a big noise, as I came back in. So sorry for all the technical troubles, guys. It's definitely one of those nights with Blog Talk. I never did drop Dom. Okay, yeah. So I thought it was me. So I've been dropping back and forth. Okay, so it's basically you, Joy. I think you're dropping out. And
Menica just said you never dropped me, so.
Okay, so I never dropped.
I guess it's intermittent.
Well, we'll just keep going, and we've got a full set of lines all up now, so we're lit up here. But is there anything you got going on here that you want to do tonight, or are you just calling in to check in and say hi?
Oh no, I was going to call because of the soul streaming because I haven't done any in a while.
Well, I think we could do a little something. What do you want to do, ITC, or do you want to do some mediumship, or what?
I'm not sure what the ITC is. Is that your new equipment?
That's basically what we've always done with the EVP, and you ask questions.
That's fine.
Okay, you want to do that. So, good. ITC is instrumental transcommunication. It's basically... instead of regular EVP like we would do in the field, and this is for the audience's benefit, it's basically the ability to have a spirit come through and then be recorded directly from the other side, not like an earthbound type thing. So, but you got your questions already?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and move some things around windows here. And Princess of Egypt, I do see your question out there, so I just want you to know I'm not going to forget you. So I'll fit that in. We got a busy night ahead of us here, guys, so hang in there. All you waiting on the chat lines, too, we will get to you. So do you know how many questions you got ready to go there, Joy?
Well, I'm going to drop one of them and just go to two since your lines are so busy because I think I know the answer to the third.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and start here. I'm going to go ahead and fire up the FM. All right, here we go. Going to do a check recording. Checking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's play that.
Checking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, and I got a little bit of adjustment I have to make. All right, that works better, 100.3. So we're going to go ahead and go. And let me adjust the, so it's not quite so loud. That's a little bit better. Okay, so you're all set?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, go.
This is for Malachi, for Lady Nada. I would like to know if my mission here is still dealing with meeting and working with Saint Germain, or am I also here to work with the fairy folk?
Okay, next.
Okay. And I would like to know if you can help me get in touch with my grandmother on my mother's side.
Okay, I'll stop. Okay, we took it to just about a minute, and then we, that'll act us out. Boy, I hear thunder. Did you hear that?
No, I'm not hearing it here. Of course, it's raining, not here.
Yeah, no, it's coming through, because I don't have thunder here.
It must be near you. Or maybe we're getting EVPs.
It could be getting knocked off on the strange things happening tonight with the communications gear. It's been very, very a weird night, let's just say that. Yeah, there's some sort of outdoor noise that's coming through, and I'm surprised. You guys heard it too. Good. So everybody's hearing this. And I have been, the changes. I did invite some spirits, you know, to come on into the house if they wanted to. And it is colder in here. So, okay, let's see. So I'm going to go ahead and clip some things out. And you basically stopped at about 16 seconds. So 16 on your first question. And that ends at 29. So I'm going to run the compression there, the first set. And then I'll start the automated, the new script-based automated method I've got for taking that up a bit. So let me go ahead and... Oh, that's the problem. I got some noise there that's not nice. Yeah, let me go ahead and click that. So how long did it take to get you moved out here? What ended up happening? Because you had quite a trip.
Yeah, it was. We were going to stop in New Orleans, and I was going to see a friend, and we were going to take a tour, well, you know, go to visit Marie Laveau's grave,
right,
her tomb. But before, as we were getting close, we got waylaid because a tire was about to blow. So
oops.
We ended up limping to the nearest exit where there was nothing, so we had to limp a little further to where there was still virtually nothing. There was a Walmart there with a tire center, but they were closing in 5 minutes, and they would not help. So we had no choice but to walk across the street to a motel and stay there overnight.
They wouldn't help you? You know something? That is cold. I mean, that's just, I would write the Walmart management about that. That's like, that bites. If they can't keep the store open to help a couple of ladies in trouble, come on.
Really, that's what surprised me, especially there in that area of the South. Usually men are always gentlemen, but no, they were too busy getting ready to leave. And, of course, as they were leaving, several of them had beers in their hands. So
they had beers?
And some other bottles that were concealed in paper bags.
Oh, so they were basically
yeah.
They were having themselves a party, and they didn't care. So
it's
they
right were there where they worked in the parking lot.
Oh, my God. I would write a letter. I would have something to say about that. It's like, hey, come on.
Oh, believe me, if I had the time, I would probably that. Plus, I would write a letter to the motel people. And I thought by law they had to have handicapped rails and whatnot in all bathrooms, but apparently they don't, or either they just didn't.
Jeez.
But.
Things in this country still need a little bit of work. But you know what? I would Twitter about it. I've been reading a book on my Kindle about doing better business and how companies like Comcast and others are, and Walmart even, I'm sure, once they see somebody tweeting about bad about them, they freak out and they start trying to make it right. And it's pretty cool. I mean, they end up, this is coming out good. You got a bunch of activity here, my friend. So you always get good answers.
Yes, that. I know.
Yeah. So I got a feeling your guys are going to be doing pretty good. This is just, I did the second question first just to go through and clean it up. And yours, it's funny, when I do yours, the automated filters never work right because it's like these guys come through really powerful. So it's not, so I finished that first one and we're almost to the second.
Well, I have my own magic circle, so.
Darn straight you do. But, so your blown tire got repaired in the morning and you two ladies were fresh as daisies when you got up and got over there.
Well, I wasn't.
You were not a fresh daisy?
No.
What were you? You were bleary-eyed looking going, why? Why? Why was I heated up?
Put it this way. By the time I got here and after the first time I got here, I hadn't slept in 4 days, so.
Oh, my God. So you just crashed.
I couldn't sleep in that hotel, and I ended up taking a chair into the bathroom.
Oh, my.
I could still hear the noise, so.
Oh, no, not good.
Yeah, bad, bad snoring. I couldn't believe it.
You know, it was from her? She snored?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. I would have gotten some tape and said, just be quiet. I'm gonna tape you up so that you definitely, and then put a spoon in your mouth, so it'll hold the whole thing open. It would have worked. It would have. Okay, this is looking good. This is the same kind of thing. You got the same kind of modulation. From what I'm seeing here. So let me do apply the last couple of filters. Yours are always a little labor-intensive, but they're worth it. Let's see. Okay, I think I'm going to go one more round with this. Just give it another noise reduction. And then I think I'm going to start play your first questions. See, I heard that noise again. It was like it sounds like a thunder, but I think it's something to do with your line. Okay, there we go. This looks great. Okay, that's going to be...
Yeah, good question. What happened to Kathy?
Okay, here we go. We're going to go ahead and start with your first question, and then we'll roll into this. So starting from 0 seconds up to 16, here's your questions.
This is for Malachi, for Lady Nana. I would like to know if my mission here is still dealing with meeting and working with St. Germain, or am I also here to work with the Harry
Potter. Okay, so you, now this didn't start off very strong. Usually I get a big indication right off the bat, but it starts to get really involved. It's like they just, it's like a regular conversation, not a real powerful burst.
Mm-hmm.
So 16 to 18 seconds to start. Here we go. Okay, that's easy. We're there playing with you. That's good. I like that. We're there playing with you. Don't worry about it. Just don't worry. They're playing with you.
Yeah. Dark.
Okay, 18 to 20, next set. Here we go. Thank you.
very easy. We're so sacred, love you. We're so sacred, love you. So they love you very much. And you're in good hands there. Okay, next set, 20, 22 seconds. Here we go. Okay, that's half of the sentence. We can help you to love, is what I think it's saying. Then the next part of it is 22 to 24. That took a bit. They kind of lightened up there, but it's basically from 22 to 24 or 20 to 24. We can help you to love your children, and I don't know what that means because I don't know about you and you having kids, but maybe some spiritual component to it that's outside of biological children. So, but that's what they're saying. 24 to 26. Next phrase. Here we go. Okay, they're saying they like caring for you, and you've been needing a little extra of that lately, so definitely they're there with you. So know that always, and you do know that.
Yes.
So 26 through 28, here we go, next set. And for those of you who don't know what I'm doing, because I'm seeing some of this in the chat room, I use an FM radio signal that is a driver for ITC communications, instrumental transcommunication. So what we're doing is processing the audio that I get through a set of filters I've developed here. And we put it on a repeat mode, so when I do this, I'm able to interpret what's being said, and then I can go ahead and play, record what's been said. At the end of it, the way the format works is that we then read back, basically in terms of the question, and then the sum of the whole answer, so everybody can hear the whole response. And it's very accurate, it works really well, and Joy here has done this many times with us, so we just launch into it, and then sometimes I forget that some of you in our audience are new to this and you don't know what we're doing. So, understand it's a little difficult to understand, but when you have done as much of this as I've done, which I've done thousands and thousands of these, it just becomes second nature and you can pretty much pick up what's being said. So anyway, let's continue on. 26 to 28 seconds. Here we go. Okay, they are saying there we're here with you tonight, and then here's the what I think is the final part here. Yeah, 27.5 to 29.5. So let's do this. We're your family. So you were talking about any messages at Malachi or Lady what? Are you with me now? Can everybody hear me? I am hearing that noise again. Can you hear me, guys? Yeah, it looks like I got...
Can you guys hear me? Okay. Gerber here, you? Okay, now I can't hear anyone.
Okay, I'm back.
I'm probably back too now. That's
weird.
Strange delays.
Yeah. And I'm hearing, this is such a strange thing tonight because we're getting what appears to be a lot of interference from something out there, and you out there in the audience are claiming that you're hearing some of the noises I'm hearing, which sounds like thunder and something moving around out there. And really interesting. So not sure what to make of it. But anyway, we did finish. And the last one was 28 to 30 seconds. We're your family is what was said there, Joy.
Hmm.
Yeah, so to go back, this was a pretty quick first set. And you were asking about what Malachi or Lady who? Lady Gaga?
No, as Ascended Master, Lady Nada.
Lady Nada, I was sitting there going, Lady Gaga? You're trying to type Lady Gaga? I don't know if that's possible. She's not dead yet. Anyway, what the response is, we're there playing with you. I can't read what I wrote, but we're so sacred, we love you. We can help you to love your children or something to that response, but something about love, all about love. We like caring for you. They've been worried about you. We're here with you tonight. So they are there right there physically with you tonight. So I would, when the show's over with and you've got some alone time, do what you got to do to talk with them because they are there. And they remind you at the very end, we're your family.
Mm-hmm.
They are making that absolutely clear about how they feel about you. So, that's the upshot of it there for that first set. So you ready for the second?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and amplify your, I'm not going to do amplification. Actually, I can do that. I'm going to take it to about 10 dB. Okay, here we go for your second question.
Okay. And I would like to know if you can help me get in touch with my grandmother on my mother's side.
Okay, grandmother, mother's side, get in touch. I'm writing down the questions in a paraphrase because I'm going to have that when I do the first bit of work here. Okay, so our set goes from 41 seconds up to 59. So here we go, first set, and this appeared to be a little bit stronger, so here we go. 41 to 53 and a half. Okay, I'm near the city, and it sounds like a female speaking, so it could very well be.
Maybe that's her.
Yeah, let's try 43.5 to 45.5, next set, here we go, number two. Okay, easy. She's a delight. Boo hoo. I've never heard that before. Boo hoo. She's a little delight. Boo hoo. 45.5 to 47.5. Next set.
Well, now I am getting thunder here.
What's that?
So now I am getting thunder here.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think that we're getting some kind of a strange communication thing going on because it was odd. Here we go. Okay, whoops. 45.5, 47.5. Okay, she's very clear about this. She says, I'm with the angels. I'm with the angels. So she's around. And let's take the next set, 47 to 49.5. Here we go. Grandfather passed?
All of mine have passed.
Well, I've got news about, I guess, your grandpa on that side. She says grandpa is doing well.
See, I never even knew anyone from that side of the family because my grandmother...
You still with me?
She never even told me my grandmother's name.
Oh, say again, because you dropped out there, my friend.
Said, no, my mother never even told me my grandmother's name.
Wow.
I know nothing about my mother's side of the family. She would not talk about it. She kept everything hidden.
Do you know more now?
A little bit. Some confirmations that I've gotten from spirits.
Okay. Well, they are very eager from what I can see to speak with you, and they're part of your life right now.
Yes.
So that's
I found out that she has evidently been around me since I was in Florida, but I just didn't sense it, and she hasn't tried to make any contact.
Well, now that you've asked and brought it through, yeah, I really do think that you're starting something good here, so this is cool.
Yeah, I just found out I'm a three-quarter Cherokee.
You're what? Three-quarter what?
Cherokee.
Ooh, I think that might explain a few things about you, my friend.
Yes, it does.
Okay, here we go. So let's go ahead and go with 49.5 to 52, and I think... Is your father still with us?
No.
He says here, Dad's talking with you.
Hmm.
So there will be, I guess, indications that this is... F.O. Christie, I see that. Drop the call. I'll tell you what. We'll, as soon as we get into... because we're near the end of this one, I'll roll to the next one. I'm going to take the... Princess of Egypt popped in ahead of everybody with a question. I'll answer that on air, and then we'll roll to the next call. So I will speed this up a bit. What we'll do for the remainder of the show is go single questions only, and then we'll do some wow, I heard that. We'll do some EVP, or not EVP, but psychometry and different games, and have a little good time here. So do know we'll take the call, so do call in. Archaeologic. Okay, well, that's interesting. So interesting. So the chat room is handling all those questions, so I'm not going to get involved in that, but you guys keep on doing
it. I wouldn't touch it either.
Yeah, so we'll leave that alone.
Because they were asking,
yeah, so that's your belief, but I'll tell you what, we've got some pretty accurate stuff here from this side of it, so we enjoy what we're doing with it, and it seems to work. So here we go, 52 to 54.5, and we're coming up to the end here. It says, I'll help you see them, or him. I can't quite tell. It's sort of a mix. I'm going to put either see them or see him or see them, but it is in that kind of that vein, so I'm putting question marks around that. And then we'll take 54.5 to 56.5 next set, and we're almost done. You know, Joy, they've really, it's really something. Your family is with you the whole way. I mean, pretty much the whole clan. I'm right beside you. I mean, this is definitely a family night for you, much more than normal.
Because I've never had any family show up before.
Yeah, well, they're here, big time, and you can talk to them tonight, and I think this is going to continue, you know, this will be a continuing thing with you. 56.5 to 59, and this is the end of it. We're here helping the family. So it's like your guides have done a bunch of things to get this going. And the fact that you're showing such interest has kind of stimulated this, from what I can tell. So going from the beginning, with your grandmother, I'm near the city. She, and then someone else says, she's a delight, boo-hoo, and they're poking fun. Grandpa is doing well. I'm with the angels, then, is what she's saying. Then Grandpa is doing well. Then there's a mix of male and female voices going on here. Grandpa's doing well. And then it switched to, a male voice. It says, Dad's talking with you. And I think that could be your father. This voice says, I'll help you see him. I'll see him or see them. I can't tell which. And then I'm right beside you. And I believe that to be your dad. And then this guide energy seemed to pop in and said, we're here helping the whole family. So basically, they've been like a conduit bringing through your family to be there with you. So, I hope that helped there tonight.
Yeah. I guess it's finally time something is happening, because I know I went to war with my deceased mother on Monday.
You what?
I went to war with my deceased mother last Monday.
Wow.
I just decided to, like, okay, I'm going to blast her. She died in 1978, and I finally just was letting her have it for never having told me things and running from the truth and trying to be something she wasn't. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I guess it got through.
I think it did, because your whole family has shown up, and this basically, it's basically, it's a good thing what's happening here. I'm impressed with how many came through like that in such a short session. Let's see, today's the 9th, isn't it? Yeah, 1-9-0-9-10. I'm saving this session off. And then
and prosperity and flesh and joy. And for those of you who don't know what I'm doing, I always record these and save them off so we can send them out if we, for those who want those. So we're saving that off. That way it's people can look at it and decide for themselves what they're hearing. And that's done with. So, Joy, thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, Don.
Okay, well, hey, we love you, darling. Hope to see you here some more soon.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a call. We got to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you a call. Okay, I'll give you a call, and we'll talk some more, okay?
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Love you.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Okay, see ya. Okay, and we're going to move straight through here. 1026 on the Pacific coast of the United States. Princess of Egypt has a question. Would like to know when you see my if my boyfriend will mention to me that he wants to come meet my family in California and when he will be here. So it's two questions. When will he mention and when will he be here? And then she says here, the reason, okay, I'm trying to make sense of this because this is a kind of a, there we go. The reason he would be here to ask my father for my hand in marriage, so would like when you see him mention that to me and I should break the news to mom, and when do you see him being here? This is one of those questions that's, can you do my 20 minutes? I'd step away from real quick. So Princess of Egypt, I'm going to see if you're still out there. And yeah, I see you there. Okay. So I'm going to answer this question. This is kind of a cagey one. This comes down to free will on the part of your boyfriend. And the thing I get here is you have expectation and that he is maybe showing indecisiveness at this point, and I don't know how old you are, but I don't think that he's, just based on what you told me in there, it's pretty clear that you're probably in the younger set. But I think he's going to come to it in his own time, and this is just not so much psychic as just, me being a man and kind of having been that young once and also been madly in love when I was much younger and yet scared and not sure what to do and all that. So just my read on that would be, give him time, kind of mention that, what I would do is rather than put it in the hands of spirits to do that, take the bull by the horns and go ask him directly, are you going to ask or not? And I think that will kind of stimulate things going along or not. You'll find out a lot more that way. Now, my sense of it from the psychic perspective is that's actually a good thing. Showing courage to him that you are wondering what the status of things are, but not putting pressure on will be a good thing. He'll appreciate, I think he'll probably appreciate the honesty, but if you do it in a way that's not accusing, just ask him, what are your intentions? What do you want to do? Let's have a talk about our relationship. And do it in a way that he can process that and then just and make him comfortable with it. I think that will do an awful lot to help the situation. So, have that conversation. That's number one. On this side of the veil, when it comes to the matters of love and that kind of thing, the spiritual world kind of puts us on our own with that. They leave that up to the human community to deal with these things. That's my sense of it. They will intervene and, pop things in to kind of prod us along. And my sense of it is that maybe you haven't done that. You haven't asked for them to kind of, to talk to his higher self, his guides from your level, and ask them to deal with this too a little bit. And you may want to do that tonight, so or in the next few days, is to actually look at that and say, you guys could help with this. As I'll take it from this end, you guys take it from that end, and we both kind of hit him together and kind of get him opening up a little bit. So that's my read for you. And I hope that helps a bunch, but that's it. But the sense is, I get he does have intentions with you, so just hang in there. I think you're going to be just fine. So and by the way, yes, you're getting married. So
Have fun. And I will definitely want to hear back from you. Okay, so you're back, and she's smiling, but you are responsible, okay? I got my finger pointing at you now. You're responsible for half the team on this. You don't just sit back. You have to, you know, participate in this whole decision-making thing. So you do that, sweetheart, and you're going to be fine. I already got the question, so you know it's already done there, dear. But bottom line, he's serious about you, but you need to prod him along. He's a little scared, so he's a little skittish. Anyway, let's see who we got next. We have 814, and then I think 757. That might be Kathy. I'm just going to check the 757 first. Kathy, is that you, 757?
It is. My vine is knocking me out.
Okay. So, yeah, it's been a weird night with the Skype, so I just wanted to make sure it was you and pop you in. Okay. So.
Okay, I'm coming in, so don't let it scare you.
Okay. It's okay. No problem. All right. So we have 814. Go ahead, and we have you, 814.
Oh, my goodness. My question has to result, how do I say it? Okay. My question
before you start, who are we speaking with?
I'm sorry. This is Shannon. How are you?
Hi, Shannon. How are you, Shannon?
I am very well. My question has to do with this gentleman that I want the full package. I'm talking marriage and everything, and I'm not sure how he feels or what his intentions are with me. I know that he has intentions. I'm just not quite sure what his deal is. And there's some things that need to be addressed right now.
One of the things I've been finding myself doing is I doodle when somebody just calls in, and I start doing this from the mediumship side. And the first thing I got was this gentleman of yours. What's his first name?
Justin.
Justin, okay. Does Justin kind of have a bit of a temperament? Would that be – is he kind of it's not so much an angry thing, but he's kind of quick to jump to things, right? Is he kind of a lot of energy kind of guy, and he just, he'll kind of not think before he jumps in and starts kind of popping off a little bit? Would that be a fair take on him? Or is there someone around him that does that, like his dad? There's a nail here, real intense energy.
He gets to the point that he's just like, I'm just not going to talk. He does this pouty little boy thing. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. And I get a very kind of warlike personality here. I drew a sword immediately, him with a sword. And is he got like bushy eyebrows? They're kind of thick.
Kind of, but not really. He's got really not a lot of hair. It's high and tight, military cut.
Okay, but are the eyebrows kind of the more pronounced feature on the face, considering the lack of hair? Because that's what I drew here. I got these really kind of wide, almost wild-looking eyes. That's the thing I just got. I just drew a really
blue, beautiful blue, crystal blue eyes.
Okay. Well, then, I just get the feeling, sword. So is he, you said military, is he military or going into the military?
He is in military, and he is also a firefighter and also an EMT.
Okay, so, that would kind of fit. He has a past with another woman or a girlfriend. Would I be correct?
Yes.
Was that, and that relationship was not so good, correct?
Yes, his ex-wife.
Okay. That is kind of driving a bit of, and I tell you from personal experience, because I went through a really bad marriage, you know, 10 years ago, and came out of it with a lot of trust issues, and that's my problem to work through. But, you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, in the future I won't have a relationship. It's just that men, as a kind of a rule, we take a little longer to come out of that. We're, you know, we don't talk so well. You talked about his communications issues. You know, kind of like the Princess of Egypt, where the guy is kind of clamming up a little bit. That's normal for young men. And in the case, you know, what you're dealing with this gentleman here, he's in a very male, heavily dominated by suppress your feelings, take orders, do what you do kind of thing, especially military. So my read there would be you're going to have to accept a little bit of that, you know. But you're wanting the whole package. The question is, what does he want? You know, and that's kind of where you're coming from with this, right? You're wanting to know where do you stand?
Yeah. I'd like to know where I stand because, you know, he has said that I remind him of his ex-wife, and I don't know anything about her, and I am not like anybody else, so I don't understand that whatsoever.
Well, what I'm thinking is that he's very much taken with you. He's a little afraid of his own feelings. He's a little afraid of things. And by the way, Quinny, I just took care of the problem. So that's been dealt with. I just got enough of it. I saw enough stuff going on. And that person is going to be dealt with. Matter of fact, I'm recording the name. Sorry about that, everybody. But I'm recording the name. And I'm going to talk with Blog Talk about that and make sure that it's, you know, these people that come into the chat, that's all their thing is to stir it up. So I'm writing that down, Arca. Good, got it. So anyway, continuing back on with your reading, bottom line is he does feel very strongly for you. It's just his ability to communicate with you is very limited because of, I think he's just afraid. Men cover their fear very well. And, he'll talk to you in his own due time about it. You know, you just need to let him open up. Be supportive. You know, be as supportive as you can be. You can't wait forever. You know, and when that does happen, you know, where maybe you decide that, you know, if it's 2 years down the road and nothing's happened, that might be an indicator there's some, you know, problems to deal with. But the other thing is, too, if you really feel that you do need to kind of settle it with him and you can get him to commit to it with you, go in for some relationship counseling because that'll help. And it'll kind of open up a few things and peel a few things back. But just my sense of it is, same thing as, you know, the prior reading with the Princess of Egypt. It's a time thing. He's just needing that. And when he needs to complain, just listen. You know how women want men to just listen? It goes the other way, too. You know, and if men do just learn not to try to fix everything that a woman's talking about, you know, the older men know to listen. We just learn, oh, they just want us to listen and understand. Younger men don't get that yet. But it goes the other way around. You know, sometimes men just need to blow up steam and get that support from, you know, the lady. And believe me, that is deeply appreciated. So I think that just listening to him a bit, be supportive and be there, and I think it'll work out for you. I do think you will also see some marriage a little more than a year away would be my guess if everything goes good. But I think that would work out. So I think you're in good shape. You just do those things, and I think you're going to be in great shape. And talk to, again, the same advice. Talk to the higher selves. Take time to talk to his higher self and say, hey, this is where I'm coming from. And that'll filter through his subconscious, and then it'll start the whole process rolling, and his guides will be there going, oh, yeah, she's right. So it'll get through. You know, you have a lot more access to him than you think.
I have a lot more what? I'm sorry.
You have a lot more access. See, this is funny with people because, you know, coming to a medium, you know, I'm psychic and I'm a medium, but I also really recommend highly that people grab, you know, take it on themselves. in, especially with regard to being able to talk to higher selves. It's one of our most basic psychic tools that we all have access to. I've had people that I've had real trouble with, and I've gone out and I've said, you know, in the past it was a victim thing. Oh, my God, why do you treat me this way? Well, finally I learned that, you know, it's a two-way street. I can go talk to their higher self and say, what are you doing? You know, these are the rules. This is how you deal with me. This is what I need for you to do and stop doing. And here's the way it's going to be if you don't change these things. And we can have a profitable relationship or not. And that really, since we're all interconnected, that sets something in motion that affects their higher self. And that also goes into their subconscious. And when that happens, it starts changing the dynamic. When you start claiming your power and when you start pushing back at them, and you don't have to do it in front of them. You're talking to higher selves, you know, higher self to higher self, or human self through higher self to human self. You're passing it up the chain and letting the system do what it does. And trust me, it works. And, you know, and I will be very, if you do this and you call me in about, you know, 4 weeks when it all starts coming, you know, coming around, he's suddenly going to wake up and you're going to go, oh, it does work. So it is a very basic spiritual principle. And I think if you apply it, you'll find a good result. Same thing for you, Princess Egypt. Do the same thing I just mentioned here. It is a very powerful tool, and it really does work. And I use it routinely when I'm having problems with people, or when I know something. Yeah.
I only had a couple other questions. Well, I didn't know if he was with somebody else or not, or if he wanted me to think that he was.
Is it a case that you have solid knowledge of this, or are you suspecting?
Kind of, sort of, both.
Okay. Are you putting pressure on him? I'm going to throw it in your lap now. Are you putting pressure on him in such a way, especially for the whole package thing, that it's kind of maybe driving him away a little bit? And I'm sorry to be so...
I never came out and told him what I wanted. As far as the whole package, we were just talking, and then he shut down again.
Okay, now, so when that happened, that's a pretty good clue that there's some insecurity there, right? There's some problems there?
Yes.
Okay, so that is a big warning sign. Now, the thing I'd say is he's still got feelings for you. I still feel that pretty strongly. The thing is, if you feel there's competition, and if you know there's competition, then it really is going to be an up-in-the-air thing. I still recommend the thing of talking to him from his higher self and having him make his decisions. You know, he's a big boy. I would say that he may be entertaining the idea of another relationship, but the thing is if this is a case, I don't think that's going to be a serious thing. I think he may just be trying to sow his oats and think he's getting away with it, and it ain't going to work. And if sometimes the hardest thing in the world in a relationship is to really love somebody is to let them go and then let them find out for themselves. And I think that's kind of the case here. If you're feeling that way about it, talk to the higher self, let him do what he's going to do, and be there waiting. And just give it time. And don't be afraid of dating yourself. Sometimes when you go off and show you've got the power to do your own thing too, I think that'll stimulate a reaction or two. But just make sure you do it safely, you know, that if he doesn't have a temperament or a violence issue or anything like that. That'd be probably the big warning I'd have there. But I think he's the kind of guy, he's not dumb. I think he'll come around, you know.
I've never seen him act violent or anything. He said, well, you know, when I get him going, he said, you really know how to, I'm going to say, upset someone. And he's like, I'm very angry at you right now, and you've created a monster. And I do not want to talk. I am done talking. And
okay.
Then he didn't talk for months.
How? You haven't talked to him for how long?
2 months.
2 months? He, that's a big deal. That's a problem area. So, you know, tonight would be the night to start talking to ourselves, okay? That would help a bunch. The other thing is creating a monster, huh? Did you this conversation you had, you were kind of forcing the issue, right?
No, actually, he really upset me, and I didn't choose such decent words to say. And I did apologize for saying words that I didn't mean. However, I did not apologize for feeling the way I felt because he upset me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just think that this is a case where it'll take time. You can try this technique that talks to him without talking to him, and I think you're going to be okay. You know, here you'll find he's off. Have you seen him at all or talked? Had any dealings with him at all in the last 2 months?
Well. Yes. Okay. So April 23rd was the last time I talked to him. He told me that the love thing scared him, and he said, "You'll be fine. Have a good night." And then so it was like 2 months after that I talked to him. He came back. He said he was willing to get into a relationship and work it out day by day and take it slow. And I said, "Slow is good. I have no problem with that." And then he just did it again.
Well, he's
yell at me all the time, and I said, "I wasn't even yelling at you. I asked you how everything was going, and you told me you were going for a bike ride. I don't get where the yelling is coming from."
He's playing a mental script in his mind. That's the total impression I get here. He's playing a he's going on past relationships, and you represent every female. Sorry, it's nothing personal, but he's representing all the females who've done him wrong, and he's afraid of that. Oh, basically, he's afraid of having, and this is what I was getting today in the car. This is the conversation I knew I was going to have. Yeah, I'm sorry, what was happening today? I had this energy coming after me today, talking about my trust issues, and I'm going, wow. And sometimes it's about the reader. In addition to the people calling for the reading. And in my case, I had a very bad marriage, and it was, it takes two to make a marriage work and two to break it apart. And, you know, I had my problems too, but, there was quite a bit of it that wasn't my fault. And, when I came out of the marriage, it was a very difficult thing. And it's taken me years and years and years to look at it from a much different perspective and come to an understanding of it. But a younger man, especially in a military, gung-ho, everything's black and white kind of view of things, would see it differently. I would look at it from take your time, give it, do this thing I'm saying, and I think you're going to be in good shape. Just, I'd like to hear what happens in about a month or two. I'd love to hear it. I mean, really call me back, because I think you're going to be okay. I think this is going to work out, but he's got to come out of it. And I do think that suggesting, when he does talk with you again, suggest some relationship help, because he needs tools and he's operating without them. And that's one of the first things to do in a situation like this is just mention it non-threatening way. And, but that's, first things to do is get him talking to you and try the technique. It'll work. Trust me. It'll work.
How do I talk to his higher self? Because I have a feeling that he watches me in spirit. I really feel like his eyes are on me. I know he knows what I'm doing. I can feel it. It drives me nuts.
Well, talking to higher self is no different than talking to you and me right now. I'll go out. There's quite a bit. Thanks, Kathy. there's a lot that goes on with that, you know, as far as talking, you know, to spirits, you know, of not only, you know, dear departed ones, but living people. All you have to do is just talk to them. You're going to be fine. So just get out there and talk to them. And when you get, you know, when you get off the phone here and we're off the show and you've got some alone time, throw it out to him and then wait. Wait a couple of weeks and let's see what happens, because I just have a feeling that, you know, things will get better for you. So, all right.
All right.
And it'll make you a participant rather than just an observer. That's the big thing with this kind of work. And I think I think it's going to impress you. So give it a shot.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Thank you. If I could, I would love to stay online and listen.
Okay. I'll just pop this on. I'll just mute your line. And thank you for calling in. Appreciate
it, Jim. Thank you very much.
God bless you. It's relationship night at GRI. I was in the car, you know, Kathy, and it was funny. I just got this spirit came through and was talking about trust, and I was just sitting there going, what the heck is this all about? And it was like all this old stuff from my past, and I'm going, what? You know, so I think they were trying to prepare me. I was going to be doing some counseling tonight. And thank you for
the
pop-up.
And you are. That you are.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's definitely interesting stuff, you know, but, you know, the thing is with relationship readings, it's always touchy. You know, you got to be careful. You're holding people's hearts in your hands, and you got to be, you got to be as soft as you can be, but also give them something to work with. And really, that technique works so well. I mean, and for everybody out there, it doesn't matter if it's a relationship, you know, love relationship or work, you know, somebody you're working with, it does work. You just talk to their higher self and throw it out to the universe and then, you know, put it in God's hands, because things will suddenly start happening.
And 9 out of 10 times, if you were having a great relationship, you wouldn't be calling in for a reading anyway. So, I mean, a lot of it is just common sense, you know, about...
It is.
I'm not saying all of it is. I'm saying some of it is common sense, to the point where what would you do in their shoes? Or how do you want to be treated like that? You know, just different areas of asking yourself some questions, giving yourself that power.
It is, and the thing is, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, readings, you know, whether they be, you know, psychic, as in this case, there was some psychic elements to it, rather than mediumship, you are dealing with real spirits. I mean, we are spirits walking around with bodies, you know, but have no doubt that subconscious side of us is accessible to our higher selves, our higher spirit. And when you go through that channel, you are bypassing all the filters that go in place with the biologic part of your brain. You know, you're talking to the spirit itself, and you're really trying to resolve the issues at that level. It's a much more effective way than trying to go in and get past a human being. And it works so well.
You've also got to ask yourself certain things too. What are you capable of giving, and what do you want from them? You know, I mean, it's not just meat and the chips fall where they may. I mean, you've got standards as well as anyone else, and everyone deserves to carry those standards. You know, like you want me, I wanted honesty. That was one of my first things in looking for somebody. And once I found out, they had to look good, too, at least halfway, so I wouldn't have to put a bag over my head and theirs.
Well, you're dead on. I mean, you've got to be able to articulate what you want, and there's nothing wrong with you having standards and settling for what you need, you know, and actually not even settling, but stating what you want and not taking second best.
That's
people
right.
need to value themselves more. You know, there's something about, it's funny, in the movie Pretty Woman, where, you know, there was kind of, you know, the relationship between, you know, the hooker and the rich guy. And he's teaching her about having higher standards and, you know, and wanting the best. And there was, and she brought him into the real world about having, you know, kind of lightening up a little bit about it. And the two of them, you know, really healed each other. And that was the thing here, you know, is realizing that you can have the best, you can have it all, and, you know, also have fun with it if you just open up and know what you really want. And it is common sense, but the mechanisms are there. People just don't forget, they forget that they're spiritual beings themselves. They kind of put the, oh, I'm human, I'm not spirit. Well, you are spirit. And when you talk to that other spirit, you know, who happens to be wearing a bodysuit too, you know, you've got this whole new communications medium, and it is so good. It works so much better than the old way. You know, so when I have problems, you know, sure, I mean, I've had a few issues in the last few months with different people and stuff on air that's happened, and I just basically resolved it with those tools. And sometimes you forget, in the heat of being a human being, you forget you got these things. But, you know, it's just a good technique to pass along to everybody. So I hope you guys do use that, because it's, we're all spirits. We all are, you know, and when we pass on, all we're doing is just hanging up this old coat and moving on. And then, you know, then we get to see everybody on the other side, but we're here for a purpose, and love is the answer, you know, and loving each other is the answer. But you run into these little problems that we have as being human beings, and, this gets you around it really easy.
Something dawned on me the other day, and I'm just curious of what you feel about this. And I know it might sound silly or goofy or whatever. You know me, I'm kind of goofy anyway. But anyway, I was just thinking, wouldn't it be weird if we were all just dreaming and we're going to wake up? Somebody pitch me and wake me up because I'm ready to go.
You know, That's actually not a new supposition. I think if I find do I have that book here? There's a saying by one of I'm looking for it here in my library right next to me. And if I find it, it's a book on chaos theory, and it has a saying in it that it was one of my favorite sayings of all times, but I'm going to paraphrase it. It talks about when you look back on your life, that it will seem to have had a peculiar order to it, and things that might have happened, you know, that seemed small at the time, turn out to have been, you know, pivotal moments in the outcome of your life as it is today. And when you look back on it, you can see that there seems to have been a strange order, as though a language or a set of waterfall-type events that were meant to be put together happened that way. And when you look back upon that further and then see that you, too, are an instrument in the lives of others, and you are part of their waterfall, and that you are creating these similar changes in their lives to help benefit them or change their course, and when you step back even further, that this turns out to be like one great dream of a single dreamer dreaming the dream too, and that we're all together like a symphony creating this reality together, then you get a kind of a picture of what's happening. And and I've only paraphrased that, so I hope I did a good job, you guys. But that's kind of the thought, the way this came out, and it's just absolutely one of my favorite things of all, that really kind of describes reality. That, you know, we are the ones dreaming here in this reality. We are the ones that are living a limited existence, because, you know, this actually accelerates our spiritual development more by being here than on the other side. It would take far longer on the other side to get places than if we didn't come here. And so we are dreaming. You know, we're dreaming in a way that puts us at great limitation. And we literally are testing our chops. We're testing what we're made of when we come over here. So you are dreaming. You are dreaming very well. And, you know, we just happen to be doing it on BTR and having a great time while we're doing it. So.
Well, gosh, I think I might just dream a pair of wings on my butt and fly.
You know, these flying butts tonight. I don't know what it is, but yeah. Red butts got wings. Oh my God, she's got wings on her ass. Look out.
And it's late, so we can say that.
Yep, we could say it. I mean, did that sound pretty good? I mean, what I'm saying, though, you know, from that paraphrase, because, I mean, I really tried with that because it really kind of describes it. You know, you every one of you out there in the audience and all the people you know, you have this amazing importance to each other when you interact with each other, or you even interact with spirits who still can do the same thing without the bodysuit. You know, they're affecting us. They come on the show. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be doing this show. You know, yeah, Elizabeth is saying wings on her ass. Butt flyers.
Wings.
Ghost is going butt flyers. I've seen them. They fly in herds and through the sky. Butt flyers. They're flying south for the winter. I want wings too. Elizabeth, you want butt wings too? Okay, we're going to be handing them out. Everybody. Yeah, sorry. You know, yeah. Here on this side, we don't get angel's wings. We just get wings on our butt, and then we just fly around in like helicopters. It's cool. No analytics. I won't say that. Sorry, Pamela. Anyway, this is funny. Oh, God. I don't know. It's a strange night here on Soul Stream. What do you think? Do you think we should do a little psychometry?
Oh, please. I'm so glad you finished that.
psychoanalytics? There we go. Psychoanalytics. I said the word. Okay. I have got something here.
Can I do one thing? I do want to say a special hello to my dear, sweet Anna B. She's from Australia. And bless her heart. I haven't seen her in a long time, and it's just so nice to see her join us. I love you, Anna B.
Welcome to our show, and it's good to be heard that far around. Isn't it wonderful that we can do this all around the world and have all our friends from, you know, England and, you know, Australia and, you know, New Zealand, and we've got all these listeners coming in, so I think, yeah, it's very good. I'm almost tempted to hello, it's cool, how are you? Yeah.
I just want to say hello to Gando, too, which is Gary. He's from Australia. He loves your show.
All right.
He can't get into chat room very good, so he told me, he said, whenever you think of it, Kathy, can you give a shout-out? I said, I'll be glad.
Well, I'll tell you what, as leader of the show, tonight is Australia night. Everybody here, you know, raise your glass, whatever it is, and to our friends and families and everybody we care about in Australia, hey, we're together in this thing. So we love that part of the world, and one of these days I'm going to get out there. You know, that's on my list. I've got a life list that I've done, and that life list has come in real handy, but Australia is one of them, one of the bucket list things, you know. So I will get out there, but I've already done Hawaii. I've walked on an active volcano and walked right up to a flowing lava river, and what else? I partied in the Arctic, and I've actually made margaritas out of blue ice from a glacier. We did that. We got really sauced out in the ocean too. It was cool. So yeah, having like bowls. Oh yeah, I got, boy, we were out there. those Alaskans know how to drink, man. Well, you know, that's the thing is, if you don't make that list, you don't do these things, you know. So I started, a really wise man, that I ran into said, you got to make a list. And I was like 22 when I got this notion that this guy knew what he was talking about. And I'm glad I listened, because I wouldn't have done all these things, you know. And, I had it kind of on the list to do spiritual stuff, and, you know, look where I'm doing now. So. You know, and you're never too old to have the list, and you can never. And the thing is, the list can change when your interests change the list. But you'll get a lot farther from having that list than if you don't have it. So take my word for it. This works. So if you listen to me, and you 5 years from now you look back and you go, I checked off 4 things off this 10-item list. Wow, that's successful. You know, think about it. You know, so and everybody's still talking about. Winnie is Miss Ghost is on a roll tonight. I just want to grab that woman up and say, you can hang with me.
Did you read what you wrote?
He's funny. What did she say? Did she say something about playing Angel Asses or something? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's pretty good from the planet. I know.
Yes. I'm not going any farther.
Miss Ghost, you are a sweetheart. We love you. She's good. And she was saying, oh, John is so deep tonight. Oh, man. Yes. Oh, God. I don't feel deep tonight. I'm mostly confused most of the time. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. We have a Skype caller. What do you want to bet? If I take this, are we going to have a troll? Let's try this.
Hang up on him just as quick as you can pick him up.
Darn straight. You know, what's the audience think? Should we take this? And if we do, if it's a troll, we're going to rate them on a 1 to 10 scale. So, you know, 10 being completely ineffective, 1 being ineffective. So we'll just take it from there. So we'll get to make fun of them no matter what we get for a 1 to a 10, okay? So hopefully it is a regular caller. I'm going to give this a shot. And then we have a 908 caller, too. So we got about 23 minutes. Here we go. All right, 111 caller.
Hello.
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 Hi.
All right, got rid of that. So I could feel it was coming. Let's see, 908, I'm going to take you. So here we go, 908. And, boy, my damn board went crazy here. Let me try it again. Hey, here we go, 908.
That sounds like Gwen.
Where are you taking me and when are you picking me up?
Who's this?
It's Quinny.
Oh, hi, Quinny. Hey, you sexy woman. You're out there in the Bronx someplace, right?
No.
Where are you at?
An hour and a half from it.
Well, that's close enough for government work. Come on. You know, you're close enough that you all talk like this, right? You got that New York thing going on. So.
Not that I've noticed, but okay.
Okay. But you want me to pick you up anyway?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'll drive out and get you. We'll put you in a Mustang, and then we can just go out someplace.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I'm just calling to say hello.
You're calling to say hello? You're better off than the last guy who we took. And by the way, I rated him as a 1. He didn't even get very far. So anyway, so how are you doing, my dear?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
You're doing okay? Things a little bit better?
They're getting there.
Well, yeah, we all know what you've been through. I mean, that's it's been rough. And are you going to get out to Vegas at all to go see, I guess the family is out there too, his family?
His sister already came back to New York, and his mom is still out there.
So are you going to try to get out that way at some point, or...
At some point. It's going to take me a little while.
Okay. Well, you know, just have you had any visitation or any sense that he's been around since we talked last?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if it's my anxiety levels or if it's him.
I would tend to think it's him. He made it pretty clear. He came through very clear with me and was, you know, like I said, he's a real, he can really get his point across now, no trouble. And he really wants it. He really wants to make sure that you know that you mattered a lot to him. You were on his mind first thing, you know, about how you were feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, what's that?
That's nice.
Well, it was definitely on his mind, and I was surprised he picked me of all people to come to. I'm like, and I kept having these, I had stuff happening here in the house. I mean, it was like, that's how much it was going on. So it was, yeah, he got his point across. He wanted to be heard, and oh man, yeah.
Well, you know, he knew so I trusted Kathy, and he knew I trusted you. and he just went with who he trusts out of the people I trust.
Well, I think he's basically in a place that he's going to be making his presence known to you quite regularly. You are, yeah, you've got the anxiety, and you're going to have that for a little while, but when you do feel things, it's very likely him. So don't second guess yourself. Just if it were me, I would be writing it all down when it happens, date, time, and see if there's a pattern to it that he may be choosing to come through at certain times. And if you know that there's a pattern, or you tell him that, hey, if it's you, come through at these times, he'll do that. You know, he can definitely make that work, you know, for you, and that would give you some control over it.
That's true. I don't want control over him, no. You can tell next time.
It'll put you in a position that you have a little more, and I'm not even talking control in a bad way, but it puts you in a position where you can set some parameters out there and say, if it is you, you know, pop in at these times, and I'll know it's you then. And then pay attention. Because I've had it many, many, many times where I've had family members come through, and you'll be sitting here, and all of a sudden they just are overwhelmingly on your mind, and you suddenly realize, wait a minute, they're here. And then you can start conversing with them, and it's a very unique feeling. It's unmistakable when they're around, and you know, and this is not just, you know, some medium, you know, saying, oh, I'm the only person that can do it. It's really, you know, we all have this capacity. You know, family spirits do come visit, and people do feel them. You just have to have an openness to it, and then if you set parameters, they'll work with you. They will work with you on that. So, you know, I'd set a time and just say, hey, dude, come through, you know.
True.
Because he will. Yeah, he will. And quite the poet, as I was saying earlier, which he was like, he'd never say that. But it's like, he's a poet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, very, very poetic. And you guys taking over his page is a really good thing.
Yeah, we figure that. His daughter's a sweetheart. His son's great, and we just want to keep him going.
Well, you will, and that's the, you know, it's funny because, for example, Kathy, you know, with Debbie Caruso's page is kind of stuck, and I wish that somebody would do that with Debbie's page because it would really help that energy keep going forward, you know. It's funny, and I saw some articles on this with people who passed, and their Facebook pages just kind of go, stop. You know, so what you're doing is a good thing. It actually, it'll perpetuate things. It'll give it activity. People can talk about in there. It's a memorial at that point. You know, it really becomes that. And it should stay alive, and that way it's not, you know, purged or anything. You know, you've got people actually using it, and there's something active going on all the time. So, you know, what you're doing is real important.
It feels right. So
yeah, I know it's right. It's absolutely right. And he's liking the fact that you did that. Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah.
Very good. I didn't know it. You know how men are.
He's coming through. The thing is, he's teasing you about breakfast. What the hell is breakfast about? What is his breakfast thing? I don't get it.
Wanted me to eat breakfast.
Oh, so you've been sensing this, and then
he was always been worried that I don't eat when I should be eating, and you know, I forget to eat, and I had gone out to Pennsylvania a couple of times to pick up mail and get things squared out over there. Because I moved back to Jersey, and he was like, don't forget to have breakfast before you go. Don't, you know, don't skip it. Promise me.
Well, that's coming back then very clearly. Yeah, I saw breakfast, and I went, what is this about breakfast foods? And he's going, just say it. Just say it. Just say it, please. And he, that's how he is. He's this kind of like this, he's real insistent, you know, so he's just, he's wanting it to, this is just another way for him to let you know it is him around. And, shadow, you're going to start seeing shadows is what
okay.
I'm getting the impression. Pardon me?
Again. I left
yeah,
my shadows out in Hazleton.
No, you're going to, the shadow will be him. You'll
okay.
see out of corner of your eye stuff. That'll start happening again. So he's kind of saying, be ready because I will be around in little ways. And you may see some things moved, you know. So just be aware that he's learning how to use all the stuff that he's going to learn for this part of his new existence. So
okay.
he'll be around, and he's going to be there with you, you know,
he's
off and
move,
on.
If he's going to move things, he might as well clean for me, too.
Oh,
is that it? I'm sorry, we love to joke back and forth.
He's saying a rather crude thing. He's saying, I won't say the full word, but he's saying bullsh.
Yeah.
That's sort of, yeah, bullsh. And he's doing it with emphasis, and it's, and then he's saying some other words that I don't understand. I think it's Polish cussing. I don't know, but I can repeat that. And he's sitting there smiling. So he's got a sense of humor. something about the shirt. What's with the shirts? What's with the shirts? Why am I seeing shirts? He's got something about his shirts. Do you have some of his shirts?
No, he always wore... I was bothering him for a while because every time we video conferenced, he had a blue shirt on. It was always blue, always blue, always blue. He says, no, it's not. I have green. I have this color. I have that. Richie, it's always blue. So the last...
He's going on the shirt thing.
Yeah.
Let me see, is there anything else? Because he's kind of just, I think we'll get one more thing out of him before he pulls back a bit. But he had a car there, right? Did he have a car?
No, he didn't.
What's the thing with this car? Why am I seeing a car?
Is it a Firebird?
All I saw was car, like sedan. Yeah, could be. I mean, all I know is I just saw the word car flash in my mind, not a picture of which car it was, but something about a concern about the car or cars, and there was something that he's trying to say about a car.
Oh, maybe because I went for an oil change the other day and hung out with my mechanic for a while. And I even Kathy picked it up that he may not have liked that very much.
Okay, so, yeah, he's, it's not so much that he doesn't like it, he's more just concerned that, you know, see, when they get to the other side, that it's a different story, it's not jealousy, he's still got his human personality, but it's a different thing now.
Well, there's nothing going on there, he knows that much.
Yeah,
so.
But he's definitely, let's just put this, he's very protective of you, okay? So he's watching out for your best interests, and sometimes he'll see things that you don't see. He likes that you talk to him and are going to continue talking to him, and he loves what you're doing with all this, you know, with different, you know, people talking, you know, talking about it and talking with him and then passing messages back and forth. And you, too, will be doing that, too, with him. So, you know, don't worry about that. You know, anything at all, you know, because he is around and he's watching over you. What's all this thing? Chrysanthemums? What? Flowers usually indicate love, but he's talking about chrysanthemums.
Chrysanthemum? Are you sure it's
chrysanthemum? That's what I'm seeing. It looks like a chrysanthemum. It's like a pink... it looks like a chrysanthemum flower to me, but I mean, I don't know all the different variations of flowers. It's not my area.
In fact, he sent me one, and it's dying. the hanging, one of the hanging cactuses, and it flowers twice a year, and it was like a pink, orange pink color.
That's exactly what I'm seeing. It was kind of an orangey red pink kind of color, and it's not the biggest flower in the world, but it looked chrysanthemum-ish to me.
Yeah,
and I'm just going,
beautiful.
And it's dying?
Yeah, he sent me clippings, and I just can't get them to grow. I don't think I'm in the right weather for it.
Take it to just my advice. I'm a green thumb, but I'm no expert on all the different variations of plants. But one thing I do know is when I have a problem with a plant, I go to an expert and just take it in and have it looked at. You know, maybe you'll find a way to save it. But yeah, he's talking about the flowers. And I think the final thing. We got 9 minutes. So just to let everybody know. Something rolled up in a tube. But he's showing me a rolled up tube of like a poster or something. There's something in his possessions. It's a rolled up something. Did he draw by any chance?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, he's got something, because I was seeing looked like artwork or something drawn, black and white.
I have a long tube, like a poster tube, but it's thicker, and I have some things in there, some of my artwork in there.
Is there one of him, a picture of him, or anything that's rolled up like that?
Not yet.
Is it something you were going to do?
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm. So he's talking about, you know, a picture of himself. That would be. Do you tend to roll these things up at the end, or do you hang them up?
No, it was just easy transfer back and forth to class.
Aha. Uh-huh. So he's basically hanging with that with you at class.
I don't have class anymore, but this was a while ago.
Huh.
So.
Is he? But you're doing the artwork?
Not right now.
But you are going to do it.
I was going back, yes.
Okay, so he's basically stating intention that he knows all about this and he's approving. So be ready when you're in a car to be talking to him.
Okay.
Or whatever way you get there, but, he's going to be around. Let's just say that. He's making it absolutely clear he knows everything going down.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You're in great shape. He's doing just fine.
Okay.
Okay?
That's good then. I hope he knows that he's still the only one.
He's got some things to talk about down the road there. He's pulling back a bit, but the sense I get there is he's going to want you to talk about that later. But for right now, the worry is on you and making sure you process all this okay. All right, so you're in good shape. Just keep going where you're going. But part of our duty when we continue on in our living, when someone we care about goes, is to evolve and understand why this happened and then go on with our lives. And that's the hard part. And it's an evolution, and it just takes time. So you will get there, and you just got a lot of work to do, and he's going to be right there with you the whole time. So you don't worry about that. So just keep having those feelings for him, because he does appreciate that. And every time you pray for him, that helps.
Thank you.
Okay. We love you, dearly.
Love you, too.
Okay. You take care of yourself, and don't be afraid to ask for people to talk to, because we're all here for you, okay?
No, thank you.
All right. Well. Okay,
all right.
Quinny.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Okay. And let's see, I've got time enough for 727. We got about 5 minutes. I can squeeze one in there. 727, you're on.
Hi, it's Christine from Florida.
Hi, Christine from Florida.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to call back, but I just have like butterflies, and I just need to know. My son passed away in April, and I just wanted to know, that he's around. I haven't had any dreams or anything, and I feel like I need to know something from him.
If it's April, May, July, August, September, 5 months, okay.
Just 5 months.
They can make their trips. Pardon me?
It was on April 7th.
Okay, so we're looking at, 5 months roughly, and he's still, you haven't sensed anything?
No.
Okay.
I have butterflies in my garden that I built for him, but that's it.
Well, you may want to, have you been asking for something? Like a sign?
Yeah, I talk to him all the time. I've even kind of hollered at him because I'm upset because, he was driving and I just didn't understand.
You may need to give him another couple of months. His transition was pretty quick, correct? I mean, it was like, he was there and was it?
Him and two other boys, one boy still made it to the trauma center, but they both died on scene, and I heard from a witness through somebody else that he was awake for a little while, but not long enough for anybody to get there.
Well, what I'd say is give it a little more time, and then, if you want to go ahead and email me, because we got only a few minutes here remaining, email me on my blog talk with your email and the situation here, and I'll get in contact with you, and we can do some off-air reading.
All right.
I'll be glad to give help with that. So
all right.
That's a big
one. I do appreciate it.
You need some help there. Yeah, you need some help with that.
Yeah.
You need a little help there with being able to process that, and we can find out what's going on. My overall sense of him is that he's fine. He's just still still a little chagrined, I think would be the word, about what happened. Was he the one driving?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was he racing?
Was he what?
Was he kind of racing? Was it kind of a racing thing, or was he?
Yeah, he was going very fast on mountain roads.
Well, embarrassment might be more the word, and guilt. At everything going on, so that's immediately the first thing I get from him. So let's you and I talk about that, and we'll just get into contact with me. Email me on Blog Talk, my Blog Talk stuff here, and then
okay.
We'll set up a time, and I can help you with a little bit with that. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. There.
Bye. Good night.
Okay. Good night. And we have 1 minute remaining. I'm sorry for the other callers that are out there that didn't get in. And but real quick, want to read out real quick. We got A1 Paranormal Service, Amethyst 72, Dominica. We got Elizabeth Rose, Fire Witch, Hi Joy, Gerber TZTM, Hopi 66, hi dear, how are you doing? Mother Jerry, Ms. Ghosts, Pamela M, Quinny, Shelly Nicole 71, hi Shelly. Oh, I'm going to call you. And The Man Show, and Veronica V, and White Lilac. Thank you very much, everybody. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to be signing off here in just a short little while here. Kathy, anything you got going on?
No, I pretty much said it on the last show.
Okay. All right, dear. Well, we will see you guys this coming Sunday, if not before, and I will be telling you all about my adventure on the USS Hornet. So. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we're going to go ahead and sign it off. And I think I'll do a little something different here. We'll do Ghost Riders close out. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Video signing off, you guys. See you guys next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, or maybe I might sneak one in there. Who knows what I might do once I get done with traffic school. See you guys later.